In this meditation, we are going to look at both the personal body and your own experience of what is happening at this historic moment in the election in the United States. And then we're going to cross the threshold between the personal and the social and enter psychically and in our meditation into the whole social body of the United States at this very pivotal moment in its own evolution. So let's begin by noticing inside of our own body how we locate and where we locate our own sense of hope and possibility and promise and sense of an evolutionary moment evolving. Where do you feel that in your own body? To feel into the election and your own hopes. Is it in your gut, your solar plexus, your lungs, your throat? Is it very heady? Where does it find itself? And locate that place and let it flow through you. Let it open a sense of a channel so that you're fully connecting with your own sense of the possibilities now for your own deepest meaning and purpose in relationship to the transformational energies that are in process at the moment, and your own relationship to the best outcomes, your own hopes for higher evolutionary purpose to unfold. Notice those places. And then go also in truth and with a sense of freedom to observe in your own body where you feel fear or even disdain and resentment, a sense of danger at the possibilities that those fears may not be realized, that they might be crushed, that something dangerous might happen during this very pivotal time, a sense of dishonor or even outrage about how people are speaking about your candidates or your beliefs at this time, and see where those little electrical charges go in your body. Do they zap in the solar plexus, in your heart, in the tightened lungs, right deep in your gut? Is there a lot of mental noise about it, a lot of argumentation about what should be said, what should be done in response to these feelings and what you are witnessing? And again, just as you locate both in your body, try now to see you have some of these, both of these dimensions at play. And in order to really see it, you'll have to step deeper back into your own witnessing capacities. So now stand deeper in the witness of your consciousness. Go step back, look at your own hopes and dreams, your own fears, see where they exist in you, and that you are giving space to both of these. You are the one who has the capacity now to witness in your own consciousness the space that can hold both of these things and honor them. Look at their roots within you. Where do these hopes and fears come from? Where is the deeper belief structure in your own being, your own meaning-making that they come out of, your deepest hopes and fears? And go witness there. Step back. And now let us then move from this personal experiencing, move in our imagination with almost as strong a sensory capacity as we can make it, into the social body of the United States of America at this time, at this pivotal moment in its own evolutionary journey, and feel into that body all of this heightened excitement, this heightened interest at this time, young people signing up to vote, an extraordinary sense of evolutionary momentum, that something is happening. You can feel it. The body is alive. There is more interest than you've seen ever before in an electoral process. People know it's important. It's a pivotal time. Feel through that and feel into all of the hopes for what is coming, all of the fears, all of the desires to hold on to what is best and yet give and nurture the best into the future. Feel through that now, as if you're living fully inside that larger social body. You can see how dynamically alive it is, and how it's evolving to a new place, new spiral place in spiral of becoming. And again, as you did in your own personal self, go to those places of charge and churning and difficulty and challenge where you know something is being stirred that's a little virulent and even dangerous, because there's so much energy around this election, but there is also fear and disdain and anger about what words have been said and what is going on, and fears about the loss of what you want to happen, and some sense of the depth of that churning is important to feel. Feel where it is in the social body. Look at it like fire burning on a lake, just on the surface of the lake. You can see where it's coming up at various places. Don't move away from it. Don't try to change it. But as you did in your own personal body, enter into that sense of the witness place, where you are witnessing both of these forces at play in their deep evolutionary dialogue that is in play, trying to resolve the tensions between them, trying to give birth to some new possibilities. And go back further now. See it in its historical context. See how that churning and the challenge and those conflictual moments have their roots in a deeper historical patterns. See the roots in racism and in economic distress and in the loss of relationship to nature and the loss and the denigration of the indigenous perspective. See how all of that, all those roots, find their place in some deeper historical wounding. And at the same time, constantly out of those wounds, something better, something greater, attempting to evolve, to offer itself up, to bring light, to bring hope, to bring freedom, to bring democracy. And all of the challenges that come with resolving those wounds imperfectly and moving on in history, and our sense now that we've captured in this soul of America, in its deep social body, its deepest challenges, its deepest opportunities, coming out of that historical vortex, coming into the present, coming right into the time now when something is truly possible. Witness this. Witness it. Feel it. Feel into it. Feel where it's going, where you're cooperating. You're cooperating with its depth opportunity. You're cooperating with its wisdom, with the wisdom that is trying to unfold. This great word of wisdom, the Sophia of the Greeks, the Hekmat of the ancient Greeks, of the ancient Egyptians, the Chokmah of the Hebrews, the Hakim of the Muslims. See it now, the wisdom unfolding, being born out of common ground, being shaped by cooperation and alignment and the opportunities that arise from peace. When you feel you have really captured this moment in all of its possibilities, with all of its challenges and tensions, begin to step back towards your own personal self. Feel yourself re-entering your own personal body space. And see now how, having connected with that greater field, how does it resonate within you now? How do you see your own role and responsibility in relationship to the field of wisdom, to the transformation of the outer in alignment with the transformation of the inner? Where does it come to rest in you? Where do those possibilities sit? Where are they stored? Where are they activated and nourished within you? And finally, come into the center of peace, the center of silence within yourself. And in that silence, know that the opposites can be resolved with some new synthesis. Synergy can be created with all of this dynamic energy. Hold it in the silence of your own heart. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes and look into the miracle of this present moment.